ever walk into a room and just been like, whoa, what is that plant? It's got like paint splashed all over it.
Yeah, like nature decided to just get extra creative with the color palette.
Exactly. That's what we're diving into today, variegated plants.
And we're going beyond just, you know, ooh, pretty leaves.
Right. Like, obviously, they're gorgeous, but there's more to it.
Exactly. We're going to uncover the how, the why, the benefits, the challenges,
Yeah.
even how to use these head turners in your designs, all that good stuff.
Yes. You provided the Art of Variegation ebook. So, this deep dive is like your crash course on everything from science to care tips.
Love it.
Yeah.
Such a great resource. And for anyone totally new to this whole thing, variegation is basically.
Like, instead of just plain green, the leaves have these incredible patterns and color.
Yeah, it's like nature grabbed a paintbrush and went a little wild, you know?
Totally. Every leaf is unique. I'll admit, I used to think it was all about the looks, but the ebook mentions some pretty interesting benefits beyond that, like actual advantages to having these beauties around. What's the deal with that?
Well, a lot of these plants, they're surprisingly good at purifying the air. And with so much focus on indoor air quality these days.
Right. Everyone wants that fresh, clean air vibe.
Exactly. And some of these plants, they're not just pretty faces. Think about like the snake plant, the peace lily, even some pothos
Oh,
varieties.
yeah. Those are classic.
They're actually working to clean up the air around them.
See, that's what I'm talking about. They're like living air filters with a serious style factor. And speaking of advantages, is it true that these plants can handle different light conditions better? Or is that just wishful thinking on my part?
It's true, because those variegated sections, they actually have less chlorophyll.
Which is what makes plants green, right?
Exactly. Less chlorophyll means less efficient photosynthesis. So to make up for it, the plant gets really good at using whatever light it gets.
So they're like, okay, I gotta work with what I've got. That's so cool. Now, the ebook really digs into the how and why behind those color patterns, right? Talking about both natural and induced variegation.
Yeah, it's like science meets art. You know.
Totally. So break it down for us. What's the difference between those two?
Okay, so natural variegation, it's kind of like winning the plant lottery. It's a genetic mutation.
Wait, so you're saying these plants are basically mutants?
In a good way, but yeah, it happens spontaneously, creating those unique color patterns.
So no two are exactly alike.
Exactly. And the cool part is, because it's genetic, if you propagate a naturally variegated plant, chances are those offspring will have the same pattern.
So the offspring of these mutants have a higher chance of inheriting those cool colors. That's amazing. Now, what about the induced kind? What's the deal with that?
So with that one, it's not a random mutation. It's more like
Yeah.
we give nature a little nudge.
You mean like mad scientists in labs creating designer plants?
Not quite Frankenstein's laboratory,
Yeah.
but it does involve human intervention. We're talking about breeders who use specific conditions, maybe temperature changes or even certain chemicals to encourage those variations.
Wow, I had no idea you could actually influence a plant's color like that. It's amazing what people can do. But you know what really surprised me in the ebook? Variegated flowers. I always thought variegation was just a leaf thing.
You're right, it's definitely more common in leaves. But yeah, flowers can get in on the action too.
No way. Give me some examples. What kind of flowers have this?
Think of the Harlequin Morning Glory. It's got these beautiful pink and white stripes on the petals.
Oh, I've seen pictures of those. They're stunning.
Or there's the Variegata Japanese Iris. Imagine those elegant purple petals with splashes of white. So cool.
Wow, variegated flowers. I had no idea. They sound absolutely incredible.
They are pretty special, those flowers. But they can be a little finicky too.
Oh, really? More so than variegated leaves.
Yeah, kinda. Like they put all their energy into making those crazy color patterns.
And then they're like, okay, I'm out of juice.
Exactly. Which actually reminds me, the ebook gets real about some of the challenges with these plants.
It's not all sunshine and Instagram-worthy photo shoots, huh?
Not always. They can be a little high maintenance.
Okay, spill the tea. What kind of downsides are we talking about? Give me the dirt.
Well, first off, they're a bit more sensitive. Like if the temperature swings suddenly or you forget to water them on schedule.
So they're like that friend who gets grumpy if they miss a meal.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And because those variegated parts have less chlorophyll, remember?
Yeah, less green, less photosynthesis power.
Right, so they might need a bit more light to really thrive.
Makes sense. Got to compensate somehow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And remember how we were saying natural variegation, you can usually pass it down through cuttings?
Yeah, the offspring inherit the cool colors.
Well, with the induced kind, it's not always guaranteed.
Wait, really? So you could do everything right, take a cutting, and it just goes back to being plain.
Yep. Sometimes they revert back to their non-variegated form.
So it's a gamble. That's kind of cool, though, right? Adds to the mystique.
Totally. Oh, and one more thing. cost.
Ah, the dreaded budget talk.
These guys can be a bit pricier, you know, supply and demand, all that.
Yeah, rarity usually equals higher price tag. Makes sense. But honestly, for some plant parents, that's part of the appeal. Speaking of appealing, there's this one plant in the ebook that I am obsessed with, the pink princess philodendron.
Oh yeah,
It
classic.
just sounds so regal. What's the deal with this VIP?
It's all about the leaves. They've got these amazing splashes of pink green, sometimes even cream or white.
Sounds absolutely gorgeous. But I'm guessing with a name like that, this princess has some demands.
You know it. Light-wise, it's like most philodendrons. Bright but indirect is best. Soil needs to drain well too. But here's the thing about propagating them.
Oh no, is it the reversion thing again?
Yep. You take a cutting from a pink princess, no guarantee those baby plants will have that same pink.
Are you serious? You
Yeah.
can do everything right and it's still like a roll of the
Pretty
dice.
much.
You
That's part
know?
of the fun, though, right? Will your cuttings be pink royalty or not? You gotta wait and see.
Oh my gosh, I love that. It's like a botanical experiment every time you propagate.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked care, but what about design? I love how the ebook had all these ideas for actually using these plants both indoors and out.
Right. It's not just about keeping them alive, it's about showcasing them.
Exactly. So give us the goods. What are some of your favorite design tips? So many ideas, so little time. Where do we even start with using these beauties?
Well, if we're talking indoors, hanging baskets are always a winner.
Oh, yeah. Imagine a variegated string of pearls just cascading down.
Exactly. Instant jungle vibes. Or you could go the terrarium route, create a whole little world in there.
Ooh, with like a mini waterfall and
Why
everything.
not go all out? And if you
Yeah.
want a real statement piece, a larger variegated plant, like a fiddly fig.
Oh, those are gorgeous. But they can be a little dramatic, right?
All the more reason to give them the spotlight.
Right.
A big variegated fiddle leaf, it can totally transform a room.
It's like bringing the outdoors in, but with like 10 times the personality.
Totally. Now, if you've got outdoor space, the design game changes a bit.
Yeah, you've got way more room to play with.
Exactly. One thing I love doing is playing with textures. So, say you've got a spiky variegated agave.
Oh, yeah, those are cool. Super architectural.
Right. Now, plant that next to something with smooth leaves like a hostetter. The contrast is amazing.
Oh, wow. I never thought about using variegation for texture contrast. That's brilliant.
It adds a whole other dimension to your garden. And don't be afraid to mix in some regular, non-variegated plants, too.
Right, so it's not like a kaleidoscope of crazy colors everywhere.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance, using pops of variegation strategically.
Like adding highlights to your hair, a little goes a long way.
Perfect analogy. This ebook is dangerous. I'm already redesigning my whole apartment in my head.
Me too. And this is just the beginning, right? There's always more to learn.
Always. And the ebook actually touches on that. Chapter 6 gets into some pretty advanced stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like what? Give us a sneak peek.
Well, there's plant genetics, breeding techniques, all that. But the part that really blew my mind was about using variegated plants for, get this, sustainable agriculture.
Wait, what? How does that even work?
Apparently, some of the mutations that cause variegation, they might also make the plants tougher.
Tougher. You mean like able to handle harsher conditions?
Exactly. Things like drought, extreme temperatures, that kind of stuff.
So these gorgeous Instagrammable plants, they could be the key to a greener future. That's incredible.
It really is amazing when you think about it, goes to show nature always has more surprises up its sleeve.
Truth. Well, this deep dive has been incredible. Thank you so much for like geeking out with me about variegated plants. I've learned so much.
Anytime. This is my jam. Always happy to talk plants, especially with a fellow enthusiast.
And for you, dear listener, we hope this has inspired you to maybe add a little more color to your own life, whether it's through a new plant or just by appreciating the amazing diversity of nature. And as you're admiring those crazy color combinations, here's something to think about. Where do you think our fascination with variegation comes from? Is it just about aesthetics, or is it something deeper there, something about nature's ability to surprise us, to create something so unique and unexpected? Until next time, happy planting.